Today, the Italian government issued new rules on pizza making. The reason to protect the real Neapolitan pizza from lazy copycats. The rules were issued by the Agriculture Ministry in an attempt to protect Italy's prized pie recipe from the diluted versions that can be found in the rest of the European Union or, heaven forfend, even here in the United States. Well, do you know what real Neapolitan pizza is? Do you care? And what rules do you think should define pizza, and who should police these regulations? If you have thoughts about this, and what do you call those flat-bottom pizzas where you eat them anyway? Our telephone number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK, and our email address is totn@npr.org. Of course, New Yorkers will tell you that pizza there is the best in the country. Folks in Chicago will argue their town makes the best pies. In Chicago, Bureau right now is the host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Peter Sagal, who joins us occasionally to puzzle through just these kinds of difficult questions. Good to have you back on the program, Peter.
Buongiorno, Neil.
Ciao, Peter. I have the official Italian Neapolitan rules in front of me, and these include: a Neapolitan pizza must be round and cannot be more than 35 centimeters in diameter. I can think of a lot of places in New York that have difficulty measuring centimeters.
That's true. I mean, the whole metric system throws us right off to begin with. So there's no hope there. Although here in Chicago, as you know, I mean, Chicago, when it comes to Italian food, and I say this as a proud Chicagoan, raising a family of Chicagoans, but Chicago, when it comes to Italian food, is much like the Galapagos Islands when it comes to fauna. Things have evolved here in weird ways. So we have a kind of pizza that I think would drive the Neapolitan officials screaming from the room. And Reuben Bowling put it best, the cartoonist. He said, it's not really pizza. It's sort of a bread-based lasagna food.
Well, this is so-called Chicago style or deep dish, or even some call it Sicilian.
Well, no, now wait a minute. You know, I say this as an authority because I grew up in northern New Jersey. This is my credentials here, where, you know, the place where red checkered tablecloths and candles and old basket-style Chianti bottles were used, unironically.
Mm-hmm.
And Sicilian pizza, when I was growing up, was square pizza, rectangular pizza.
Yes.
Which you would then cut up into smaller rectangles and kind of a fractal sort of progression for ease of eating at kids' birthday parties. That was the purpose of Sicilian pizza. And I assumed as a young man that they called it Sicilian pizza because it must have been that in Sicily, unlike the mainland, they must have had Cub Scouts. So they needed the big square pizzas. That was my best explanation.
Yeah, the Mount Etna branch, yeah, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's new rules. There's other rules. The center of the pizza cannot be more than 0.3 centimeters high. The crust cannot rise more than 2 centimeters. Only certain types of flour, yeast, salt, tomatoes can be used for a Neapolitan pie. A margherita pie can only be topped with mozzarella from the southern Apennine Mountains. And you can't call a pizza a margherita pizza unless the mozzarella is made from buffalo milk.
I got to ask, what's the enforcement rules here? Are they sending, like, commandos after Wolfgang Puck?
Exactly, the pizza police.
I don't know what they're sticking to, frankly. When I was in Italy, first of all, and I know that this will call in a lot of mail, the only people we saw eating pizza, my wife and I, when we went to Italy, were other Americans, you know, because we couldn't handle the actual Italian food. For example, in Venice. You've ever been to Venice?
Yeah.
Well, if you've ever been taken to eat, this is not Naples, I know, but if you've taken to eat genuine Venice food, Venetian food, I should say, in Venice, it's amazing. They have things like marinated cuttlefish.
That's good.
It's the most repulsive thing I've ever seen on a plate, which is why all the Americans are ordering pizza in the restaurants. And I think given that, we should be able to have it any way we want, don't you?
I agree. Peter Sagal is with us from our bureau in Chicago. We're discussing the new regulations proposed by the Italian legislature to regulate the definition of Neapolitan pizza. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. There is one rule I think everybody can agree on, though, Peter.
Yes.
Using anything but your hands to stretch the dough is blasphemy.
Oh, absolutely. It's particularly fun. Have you ever done this at home? You spin the pizza?
No, I can't say that I've tried that.
It's great. You need to have an extra one because you're going to throw the one on the floor. But no, I agree. The whole, you know, pizza is as much about the iconography of eating the pizza as it is about the actual pizza on the pizza itself, which is why I think things like Mexican pizza will just never work.
Well, one of the ideas of pizza, I thought, Peter, is that it is such an unpretentious and adaptable food. We've, as you mentioned the name Wolfgang Puck, obviously a Hawaiian pizza.
Yes.
This might not come under the definition of the Italian legislature. I'm not sure.
It's also true, and I think, and I don't know if this is something that that the Italian legislature is interested in, but pizza is, in my family, defined as something that no matter what, the kids will want to eat. You know, so I think that that's something that, you know, anything that you put on, this would be my rules if I were running the EU or the Italian government, anything that you put on a pizza that makes your six-year-old not want to eat it is illegal.
Let's try M&M's, maybe.
Those should be allowed.
Let's get a caller on the line. Now, this is Hal, who's with us from Lake Placid in New York.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Hal.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice to hear from you.
I just wanted to say that I love your show and everything, and I'll take my answer off the air, but I wondered if there is such a thing as a Shea pizza. I've had one in Italy one time, and it was so delicious, I wanted a bit different from the Neapolitan. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Hal, thanks very much. Let's try another caller, and this is John, and John's with us from St. Louis.
Hi there. How are you guys doing today?
Very well, thanks.
Very well.
I just wanted to throw my comments on having had the chance to actually have pizza in Napoli several years ago. At the time that I heard they were attempting to try to trademark actual true Neapolitan pizza, and it was quite a different experience, not just the pizza itself, but the whole dining experience in the small little
Neapolitan
pizzeria there.
Yeah.
Neapolitan, thank you.
Yeah.
Neapolitan pizzeria there. It was, and the pizzas themselves were, they were classic, but they weren't classic. They, one had an olive oil base, one had a tomato base, but my pizza had corn on it. It was a very interesting experience.
Corn?
That doesn't sound very Neapolitan to me, Neil.
And for that matter, John, Peter and I reserve the use of corn on this program.
Well, to be honest, I'll give the tourist center in Napoli the kudos for this, because we did not knowing how to speak Italian, he just wrote up an order for us, and we took it in there and handed them the note. But it had prosciutto ham and sweet corn with an olive oil base, and it was absolutely delicious. It was fabulous.
Okay, John, if you say so. Thanks very much for the call.
Here's a thought, Neil. Wouldn't true Neapolitan pizza have both, have rather all chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry ice cream?
No, that's Van Chock straw pizza.
I just get confused over these cuisine terms.
Yeah. Here's an email we got from Bob McGrath. Will the Italian government be establishing a DNA database for errant pizza? Maybe referring to the early part of the program. And Matt in Portland, Oregon emails to say, I'm sure many listeners will disagree, but for me, a true pizza has cheese covering the toppings and not the other way around. This is a matter of great debate. And one more qualification on the proposed law to protect Neapolitan pizza. This, on the whole, the pizza must be soft, elastic, and easily foldable in half to form a libretto, the proposed law says.
A libretto?
Yes. So we have to sing this pizza, too.
Again, I mean, the enforcement. Are there going to be people coming to pizzerias around Europe and folding their pizzas to test its flexibility?
Well, I'm glad that you've joined us to expose this outrage, Peter.
Anything I can do, Neil. Anything I can do.
Peter Sagal, in real life, is the host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and he joined us from our bureau in Chicago. Thrilled to have you on the program, as always, Peter.
Always a pleasure, Neil.
In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News. Bread and always fed on great big pizza pies. Now pizza. Hey, pizza. Well, 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 and how long am I getting old? Hey, brother, and I'm getting ready to die. But there's one request that I must make before I hit the sky. Request is something no man in his right mind could not deny. Cause when they put me 6 feet under, I'm taking a great big pizza pie now, pizza.